to the Vietnamese and slugs. They always dipped their slugs in manure, human waste. And then when you got shot with them, and your humidity and high heat over there, plus the chemical of the crud that was on the slugs, so you got hepatitis from them. Since I got shot four times and blown up once, I caught hepatitis.
People were crafty, weren't they?
You ain't kidding. Their bamboo shoots or their fungi pits or their racks that were controlled just by leverage. It was a piece of bamboo that was sharpened. They always dipped that in human waste. And even if you survived the wound, you still felt either blood poison or hepatitis. 9% of the time you got blood poison on it.
You got shot four times?
I was shot four times, blown up once in 5 hours. I was the only one in my company to come out alive. I held out for 5 hours, even though I was wounded.
How'd you get out? They copped you out?
No. We had Charlie Company come in to help us. And Company Marines was trying to come in. They got, all of them were wiped out. And then this started about 10:30 in the day. Then after dark, they brought in two medevac ships, volunteered to take the wounded out, which there was several in the company wounded, including me. And they threw me on the chopper and CA'd us out of there. And they had to pack all the dead out on sticks, on poles. You threw a lot of fights over there. That's one of the reasons why I'm still alive today is the hunting stuff I had. Matter of fact, all of my hunting experience and sneaking, you know, as far as tracking goes, why I was a point man, a tunnel rat, and a sniper over there. I did all three of those. I was a point man, a tunnel rat, and a sniper.
I heard about, how far would you shoot people far away from them?
I shot them as far as me to you, and I shot them as far as 470 yards, sniping. Open sight. Took care of my rifle. I had it beaded in just fine, fine beads.
Yeah. Did you pick them out with binoculars?
No. You usually got an vantage point, like up in a palm tree or up on a hill. When you were sniping. Now, the reason why I say I shot them close to me to you, they might be in a, what you call a spider hole. They dig a hole and cover it up with bamboo and put dirt over it, bush, and you just barely stick the rifle out and you walk by the trail, see, they try to pop one to you. Well, if you had good hearing or good smelling, you could smell them. I always could smell goops when they were maybe 100 yards around or more. Once you're over there, you pick up all your senses get keen. You can smell them. You can hear a twig crack 50 yards away. You can see, if you want to stay alive, you learn to do these things. That's why I like to hunt so much now. To me, killing somebody, like in Vietnam, was the height of hunting. It was the ultimate hunt. In other words, man against man.
Yeah.
The animal out there can shoot you too. And I didn't mind shooting people as long as I knew I was in the right,
Expect
something like that. But when they're shooting back, you got scared. Stay scared,
Funny thing though, I was driving by driving down the street right out here, and there's some Vietnamese here on
it. A lot of Vietnamese down here.
You feel funny when you see them? Bring back memories?
Bring back memories, all right. And the way I figured, about maybe 50% of them or 40% of them probably were NVA, North Vietnamese, too. And then you got them walking around the streets over here. That's only right. Mm-hmm. Especially when they're able to draw food stamps and stuff off of us.